City Commission Highlights for November 4, 2025 City Commission Meeting. At its regularly scheduled meeting on November 4, 2025, the Brownsville City Commission received a detailed update on the Downtown Renaissance Master Plan and approved several key items aimed at enhancing public safety, infrastructure, and quality of life across the city. The meeting also included formal recognitions of Arbor Day and National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week, as well as multiple board appointments and updates to city ordinances. Downtown Manager Alan Garces and Caitlin Admire, representing the consulting firm Fries & Nichols, presented the latest findings from the ongoing Downtown Master Plan. The update highlighted extensive public engagement efforts, including community surveys with more than 870 responses and outreach events at locations such as First Friday, the Gladys Porter Zoo, and the Brownsville Farmers Market. The presentation outlined both opportunities and challenges within the downtown district. Community members emphasized the area's cultural and historic character while identifying the need for improved safety, cleanliness, walkability, and activation of vacant buildings. Strategies discussed included expanding housing options, improving public amenities, and potentially reintroducing a downtown trolley service. The planning team also noted early implementation of small-scale improvements such as public seating, shade structures, and waste receptacles through the Capital Improvement Program. The commission also adopted a proclamation recognizing Arbor Day, highlighting Brownsville's 26-year designation as a Tree City USA. City Forester Hunter Losey announced upcoming tree planting initiatives, including 32 trees at BISD campuses and 40 Montezuma cypress trees at the Brownsville Sports Park. In a separate proclamation, the commission honored the Brownsville Animal Regulation and Care Center during National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week. Staff were recognized for significantly increasing the shelter's save rate and strengthening partnerships with the community to promote animal welfare and adoption. Commissioners unanimously approved a strategic funding plan for the city's Child Safety Fund, which currently holds over $1 million. The approved framework allocates resources to the police department, municipal court, Department of Health and Wellness, and multimodal transportation. Planned initiatives include expanded mental health services, juvenile diversion programs, school zone safety improvements, and abuse prevention efforts. The funding model uses fixed percentages to ensure consistency as new revenue is received. The City Commission tabled a resolution dissolving the LGBTQ+ Task Force. The issue will be revisited for discussion at a future meeting. Other items addressed during the meeting included the denial of a specific use permit for a proposed used car lot on North Frontage Road. The Commission followed the recommendations of city staff and the Planning and Zoning Commission, citing inconsistency with the city's comprehensive development plan and recently adopted zoning regulations. A total of 11 board and advisory committee appointments were made, including positions on the Airport Advisory Board, Transit Advisory Committee, Planning and Zoning Commission, Film Commission, Library Advisory Board, Animal Regulation and Care Advisory Committee, and the Brownsville Community Improvement Corporation. Several additional appointments were held for consideration at a future meeting, with plans to introduce staggered terms for greater continuity. The Commission also adopted ordinance revisions to bring the City of Brownsville's public meeting notice requirements into compliance with House Bill 1522, aligning the City's code with updated Texas Open Meetings Act standards.